So let's review. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Bar Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that a bar which is located in a path between two chatzeres, and it is more than four tefachim away from the walls. Zeh Maitzi Ziz Kol Shehu Umamali. Vezeh Maitzi Ziz Kol Shehu Umamali. Residents of both chatzeres may draw water from the pit on Shabbos by putting out a slat from the wall to the pit as a reminder that usually access to a jointly owned area is only permitted with an Erev. Rabbi Yehuda himself holds, Afilakanya, even something less noticeable than a slat, like a reed, is good enough. The path is not considered a chatzer or mavoi, and does not require an Erev, because the walls of the chatzeres have no openings to the path, and the residents have no direct access to the path from the chatzer. They would hand pails over the wall to draw water. Abai points out that Rav would not require any reminder, since he holds, Ein odem oisal chaveri derech aver. A person who does not have access to an area by foot, only through the ear, does not restrict others from using that area. The Gemara Lamed Beis points out that Shmuel actually agrees with Rav that derech aver, used by way of the ear, does not restrict others from using the area. Requiring a ziz is only a chumra. The Gemara proves this point from the following universally accepted ruling of Rabbi Yochanan. Mokum she'in by dalet al dalet. A post of less than 4x4 tefachim, which is a mokum tur, situated between the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYochan. Mutu l'bnei Rishus HaRabim v'l'bnei Rishus HaYochan l'kasev alav u'bavad sh'lo yachlivu. People from both sides may adjust their loads in it, but may not switch their loads from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochan or vice versa, because that would appear as transferring from one domain to another. Now, when the bnei Rishus HaYochan put their loads on the post, it is the equivalent of handing the pails over the wall, as Rashi explains, keeping the less base shear. Placing it on the post is like it's in the ear. We do not find that Shmuel requires any adjustment in that situation. This proves that Shmuel agrees that Derech Aver does not aser. However, in the case of the path, he required a reminder because Chacham also chizkel devrayim yisim mishal Torah. Chacham wore machmer, because of the concern that people will come to violate the Issur d'Rabbanan of carrying something between the two chatzeres is greater than we have the concern that people might violate an Issur d'Oraisa of Maitzim Rishus L'Rishus to transfer from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRab. Ud Rav Mehecha, where do we find that Rav holds that use of ear space does not restrict others? First, we suggest that in the case mentioned in the previous daf of two balconies over a body of water, where the top balcony has a hole in it, Rav holds that if they are four tefachim or more away from each other, and the lower balcony can therefore only access the upper balcony, derech aver, elyonu muteres v'tachtoi nasura. The upper balcony may use the water hole, the lower balcony may not. Apparently, since the people of the lower balcony can only use the upper balcony through the ear space, they do not restrict the upper balcony. The Gemara refutes this proof because in the case of the balconies, the upper balcony has much easier access to the water, b'shilshul, then the lower balcony, Bezrika Vishilshul, and that is the reason why the lower balcony does not aser the upper balcony. This issue was discussed at length on the Pegimel base. Instead, the Gemara suggests the following ruling of Rav. Shnei batim v'sholish churvis b'neihem. Two houses with three ruins between them. Each house can use the ruin adjacent to it, and the house on the other side does not restrict it at all, even though they can use it through the ear. If so, Rabbi Eliezer could not believe that Rav held the middle churva is aser, since the access to the middle churva is only through the ear, so it should also be mutter according to Rav. Rav explained that the three churvas are not lined up one next to the other in a row, but kaimi kichatsuva, they are arranged in a triangle, where the middle churva is actually behind the two others, and extends uninterrupted from one house to the next. Since the houses can use some of it just by lowering things, and not only through ear, each house can make an usher for the other. Zok the Mishnah. Hanaisnes eruva bebeishar, achsadra umirpeset, eina erev. If the members of a chatzar keep their erev in a gatehouse, gazebo, or a porch, it is not a valid erev, and somebody who lives in one of these structures does not have to join in the erev. The erev must be kept in a residence, and these are not considered a residence. Beis ha-teven, ubeis ha-boker, ubeis ha-eitzim, ubeis ha-oitzis, ha-reza erev, v'hardar sh'moyser. The erev can be kept in a storage room, and somebody who lives there has to join in the Erev. These are considered a residence. Rabbi Yehuda Beredia of Shmuel Bar Shilas adds two details to the Mishnah. First, the rule is that any place not considered a dwelling to the extent that a person who lives there does not have to join the Erev cannot serve as the place to store the Erev, has an exception of a gatehouse designated for a single family where the Erev can be kept even though a person who lives there does not have to join the Erev. Second, although the Chacham disqualified certain places from keeping an Eruv HaTzeiris there, we may keep Shetuv and Mevoyis there because a Shetuv need not be kept in a residence, but somewhere in the Chatzah. However, Chutz Mi Avrei Mavoy, it may not be placed in the Mavoy itself. As a result, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul. People who are eating together at the onset of Shabbos, if they are eating in a house, the shared food can be used as an Erev. While if they are eating outdoors in the Chatzar, their shared food can be used as a Shetuv. As the Braisa taught, Eruvei Chatzeris Bebaya Shebechatzar. The Erev must be kept in one of the houses of the Chatzar. Shetuv Mevayis Bechatzar Shebemavar. The Shetuv must be kept in one of the Chatzeris of the Mavar. The Mishnah had said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Yesh Sham Tfisis Yad Shebala Bayis Eina Oiser. Yehuda said that if the owner retains any holding in the house, the tenant does not have to join the Erev. The Gemara defines a Tfisis Yad as similar to Bunyas ben Bunyas, who owned many houses and kept some of his kelim in each house. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that Rebbe had complimented ben Bunyas' wealth, but underestimated based on his appearance. In general, Rebbe and Rebbe Kiva were Mechaber Hashirim, the respected wealthy people, because the tzedakah that they give sustains the entire world. Rabbi Barachana holds that even if the owner only retains the rights over a single keli that cannot be moved on Shabbos on account of it being muktzah like a peg of a plow, the tenant does not have to join the Erev. If the item may be moved on Shabbos, the tenant has to join the Erev because the owner might remove the item from the house on Shabbos and the owner will have no holding in the house at all.